Multiple sclerosis, MS, is an autoimmune condition that causes white blood cells to attack the myelin sheath, which protects the outside of nerve cells. This means that the messages which these neurons are trying to communicate across the central nervous system are disrupted, leading to all sorts of symptoms, from numbness and tingling in the body to difficulty walking, fatigue, vision problems, and cognitive issues. MS onset often occurs in the young, and it's the most common cause of disability in people aged 20 to 40. There is sadly no cure. I've been speaking to Lara Kingsman, a teacher from Cambridge, who has MS.
I woke up one day about 8 years ago now, and I couldn't feel a lot of my body from my waist down. So I woke up with strange numbness and tingling all the way around my pelvic area, down my legs, and it was quite scary, to be honest.
I can imagine. What happened next?
So I was quite fit when I first had these symptoms. I used to be a Zumba instructor and I used to do a fair bit of running. And I thought I'd just trapped a nerve in my leg. And after about a week, the numbness and the tingling were just getting really, really, really uncomfortable. It was quite painful and I was not able to sleep at night. So I ended up going in through A&E actually, and it was on Easter weekend of 2017, but I ended up being admitted for 3 nights, and they gave me a lumbar puncture, which is where they tap and see your spinal fluid, and they gave me an MRI on my head and my spine. And basically it was from that position that they were able to diagnose that it was multiple sclerosis.
Obviously some really difficult news, and I think one of the difficult things about MS and other conditions like it is that they're not immediately apparent what you might be going through. The symptoms aren't immediately visible.
And that's the big conundrum, really, because to all sense and purposes, you look absolutely fine. I look fine. I've walked into this room here. I'm able to drive, thankfully. But it's the unseen that is so debilitating. And I think one of the big factors I found in adjusting to having MS, it's not the physical symptoms, but it's the mental symptoms. So it really plays on your mind. This is a degenerative condition. I'm not going to get better. I'm fortunate enough that I've been diagnosed with relapsing remitting MS, which means I will have relapses and then hopefully stabilize. But I don't know if those relapses are going to happen tomorrow or in 10, 15 years' time.
Talk to me a bit about the difficulties of that, and I'm going to pick up on the fact you said you don't really know when or with what force it's going to come back.
It is really tricky, and I think I've learned to live a day at a time, and psychologically I think that's the only way you can do it. I've had to pull right back on my work, as I've said, because I just can't guarantee that I'll be there. I basically, if friends invite me to things, I say I'm reliably unreliable. Mm-hmm. I might wake up one day and just find I'm just too fatigued, I can't do it, or the tingling is just really getting on my nerves and I need to take a nerve painkiller through the day and just try and sleep it through. So there is this frustration that you can't do what you want to do, but also that you are just unreliable. And when you've been used to holding down a job, but also you want to be there for friends and family, you have to almost grieve the person that you were. And so your life can become potentially quite small. It can strip you of your identity quite quickly. And that means you're vulnerable to depression.
Wow. How have you tried to manage those potential psychological implications?
My GP was very good. I make no qualms. I'm on citalopram, which is an antidepressant, and it really helps. But most of all, I think friends and family have been really supportive. And also the MS nurses, as well as the neurologists and your consultants, which you see. And also, you're just really grateful for the research that goes on, especially in Addenbrookes, where I'm attached to, and the dedication of scientists who have poured their life into trying to, A, find a cure for it, but also trying to be, help people manage their condition through disease-modifying treatments.
It's really inspiring to hear what a positive spin
you're able to put on your diagnosis and the good that you can see that's being done to help those with it. I want to touch briefly on treatments, because that's what we'll come back to later on in the program. You mentioned things to manage the psychological aspects of the condition. In terms of anything else on the physical side?
So I'm on a disease-modifying drug called Tecfidera, which basically helps stop the myelin sheaths around your nerve endings breaking down. And I've been on it for nearly 6 years now, and I'm so, so grateful to be on it, because you feel like you're a sitting duck sometimes without treatments. Some people decide not to go onto treatments, and that's fine. All treatments have side effects, and you have to learn to live with those. But mine's just a tablet I take twice a day, and I've gotten really well with that. I also take pregabalin, which is a nerve painkiller, and I take it at night. I'd rather not be on it. It has side effects. So those are, yeah, the drugs that I'm on.
Thank you so much for speaking to me and being so open. It's really, as I say, inspiring to hear you speak about what must have been a really difficult time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to come and chat to you. Thank you, James.
That was Lara Kingsman.